do not have a doctor, but it's in my family. We have four hogs that's imported at one time. Mm-hmm. We had the green band, went to one family. Coral band, went to the woman who reared my father, who was an awful and then two gold band. All of us broken up in the family except the green band. My father was an orphan, and the old aunt kept this pact. And when my father married in his early 30s, she shipped these barrels of China to my mother. So it had saved the first hazardous generation, you see.
Yes.
So it could be given to our son. So it was used by our grandparents and by my parents and by us. This was our barrel of China, mm-hmm. and by my son. So that's four generations.
So that is something that is.
Said you see that the one in the center doesn't quite make match the other. Mm-hmm. And that was common when we started out.
It's a handsome green, isn't it?
Thank you. It's a very unusual shade of green, and for that reason it really is a collector's item. In fact, he got fascinated with us getting a full collection. We have everything in it. But he later wrote me where I could buy, you know, people who were collectors who had. He thought something like this. He got really, we had
fascinating
real good communication with him.
Yeah. All three.
And here's from the poet. She was a wonderful view. At one time, this was terraced all the way down. The formal terraces are obliterated, but the old handmade brick, slave made brick, go all the way down.
It's really quite a distance up here, isn't it?
Yes, an old road coming into town went. At the base of this, of course there were a good many trails coming in, but at the bottom of the road and then they would come up. That's a genuine tea plant, like the tea in India, right down there in the middle of that ivy, we had never protected much. These magnolias are as old as the other one I've shown you, that's huge, but this exposure, northwestern exposure here, and the fact that they have, their storm took all that sun out about 4 years ago, almost took the house.
Oh, is that right?
So they've received a lot of rough weather treatment. Yeah. And if it ever snows, they'll hold the snow pretty well unless there's a slight wind. But those broad leaves will really make it break. Right. So we've had a lot of storm damage periodically. But you notice the one story to your left?
Two stories. Oh, yes.
Right.
Let's see. This is a beautiful, beautiful home. No wonder people didn't used to have high blood pressure. It's sit out here.
Sit down here. That's right. They don't have these. They're not running like we are.
Right. That's a lovely, lovely view.
The house was owned when I had General Lee. Yeah, you may have. The Lee home is right by the library. You know that old house back there? Did you know?
Yes, I did. No,
General Lee owned this home too, and he passed the home on down to his son, but he gave the surrounding property to the city for a park. He had never cut any trees. So we had the happy situation of having, I had 6 acres here. And then the rest of it was an extensive park for the city. And I've sold off 2 acres of houses you see down there. We're going down toward Lee Park. And it's Lee Park with us.
By the way, what's the significance of that home near the library called the Fourth Estate?
Called the what?
Isn't it the Fourth Estate?
No. It's close to the library?
Yes, and I thought it was some play on words. Some newspaper man there.
Like the Fourth Estate?
Yes.
What play you saw that? I don't know.
I thought, you know, it might have some
significance.
Yeah.
Pioneer room. Just like the toilet. Quite sticky.